This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, July 21, in Squiz Kids Today. Aussie on top of the world. Dinosaurs on the menu in China, Stranger Things YouTube video rush, and Emmanuel the interrupting emu. That's what's making news, kid style.
The lowdown.
Until yesterday, Australia had never before won a high jumping medal at a world championships. But Victorian Eleanor Patterson changed all that with a thrilling performance that ended with a gold medal around her neck at the World Athletics Championships in America. For a while at yesterday's heats, Eleanor's fans were worried she would be eliminated. High jumpers, as you might know, only get 3 attempts to clear the bar. When it was at 1.98 metres, she missed twice, but made it on her final go. She then jumped at 2 metres, something she'd never done before, and then soared over the bar when it was set at 2.02 metres, on her very first attempt. Enough to secure victory for Eleanor and a place for her in Australian sporting history. Eleanor's win comes just as the Aussie team make its final preparations for the Commonwealth Games, which kick off in Birmingham, England, next Thursday. What's that you say? You'd love a brief, kid-friendly, deep-dive podcast on the Commonwealth Games, previewing all of Australia's medal hopes and explaining the rich history of this huge sporting event? Well, we've got you covered. Tomorrow, we'll be releasing a very special Squiz Kids shortcut on the Comm Games, available to any of our Squiz Kids for School subscriber classrooms or any parents who've signed up to our Squiz Kids subscriber specials. Links to free trials of both are in the episode notes today. You're welcome.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in China, where dinosaurs are on the menu. Not literally, mind you, because, well, who wants to eat dinosaur? And even if you did, they're extinct. Rather, I'm talking about the restaurant in Sichuan in China, where diners in the open-air courtyard noticed indentations in the stone floor, which scientists have since confirmed are dinosaur footprints. The footprints belong to a type of dinosaur called a sauropod, which lived during the early Cretaceous period. So we're talking up to about 140 million years ago. Wowzers! Sauropods, known for their long necks and tails, were the largest animals to ever walk the earth. Probably just as well they're not literally on the menu. Imagine how long it would take you to finish dinner if you ordered a sauropod steak.
Pop Culture Corner.
If, like me, you've spent the last 4 days in bed recovering from a nasty flu, yes, that husky voice and blocked nose you hear is for a reason, you'll have had plenty of time to watch the new season of Stranger Things and come to realise just how enormous the Kate Bush Running Up That Hill revival has been. Kate Bush was a pop star in the 1980s. Her song, Running Up That Hill, is used in the latest season of the Netflix series Stranger Things, and it's rocketed back to the top of the charts thanks to it. And this week, Kate clocked up another milestone, with the video to the song ticking over 100 million views on YouTube, which is in addition to the estimated $3.3 million Miss Bush has earned in the last few months, thanks to her song being introduced to a whole new audience. I stuck a link in today's episode notes to the video clip, and also a link to the most watched music videos in the history of YouTube. There are some pearlers in there.
Animal Kingdom.
Introducing Emmanuel the Interrupting Emu, the native Australian animal who's gone viral on TikTok for his habit of being a sticky beak. Emmanuel belongs to a hobby farmer in Florida, in the United States, whose TikTok videos have recently gone viral, meaning they've exploded in popularity on the internet, thanks to a pet emu called Emmanuel, who just can't resist the camera. "Don't do it, Emmanuel," has become its very own hashtag, thanks to his owner yelling the command over and over, trying to stop the inquisitive bird from pecking at the phone whilst it is filming. I sense a full-blown Netflix series coming on. Give the feathered fiend his own TV show, I say. I've stuck a link to some of Emmanuel's best hits in today's episode notes. You're very welcome. Do you hear that? That's the clock counting down to the Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games, which, if you can believe it, are only 10 years away. And to celebrate, the Australian Olympic Committee has launched Have a Go Month. And today's Winter Olympic sport in the Squiz Kids spotlight is curling. Now, because we don't get all that much ice and snow here in Australia, some of you will be scratching your heads going, "What?" Curling is a team sport in which two teams take turns to slide a big round stone across ice towards a target. In wintry countries, it's totally a thing. And thanks to the efforts of Aussies like Tali Gill and Dean Hewitt, who became Australia's first ever Olympic curlers when they competed at Beijing 2022 Winter Games this year, it's become a thing down under too. Curlers can have long Olympic careers. Some compete well into their 40s. Maybe it's the sport that could see you competing for Australia at the Olympic Games. After all you need to do is have a go. To discover the right sport for you and to find out more about Have a Go Month, go to haveago.olympics.com.au. I've stuck a link to it in today's episode notes.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. In which country have dinosaur footprints been found in a restaurant? Yeah, that's right, it's China. Question number two. In which sporting event has Aussie Eleanor Patterson just won a World Championship gold medal? Yeah, it's the high jump. Question number three. What's the name of the Netflix show that has caused a revival of 80s pop star Kate Bush? Yeah, that's right, it's Stranger Things.
Yeah! Shoutouts.
It's July 21. A birthday for Purple Wiggle Jeff Fatt, Aussie cricketer Marcus Harris, Geelong football legend Tom Hawkins. Oh, and it's also Belgium's National Day. So be sure to have some mussels and chocolate today. But maybe not together. It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Noah from Exeter, Chloe from Arana Hills, Ava from Yarrawonga, George from Tamworth, Gordo from Narandra, and Cabe, who's listening all the way over there in Canada. And a belated shout out goes to Courtney from Mitcham. And because so many of you celebrated your birthday over the school holidays, we're going to continue to work our way through these holiday belated birthday shout-outs, including Banjo from Freshwater, Mary from Adamstown, Timmy from Wingello, Marcus from Templestowe, Brandon from Craigburn, Somya from Murrumbina, Heidi from Exeter, Shanique from Ashmont, Celine from Yaguna, Cade, Finn, Jasmine, Holly and Logan, all from Yarrawonga, Kiara from Woongarra, Caitlin from Ranwick, Keely, Kian and Veer, all from Cannon Hill. And classroom shout-outs today go to Room 4 at Craigburn Public School and their teacher Miss Spawn, who also celebrated a birthday during the recent holidays, to Grade 5K and Mr. Crossett at Alamander College in Point Cook, Grade 6K and Ms. Webb at Dakabin State School, and finally to Class 2MV and Ms. Tyler at Nungawal Primary School in Canberra. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.